الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا وحبيبنا وعظيمنا وقائدنا محمد بن عبد الله الصادق الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين وعلى كل من سار على منواله واقتفى أثاره بإحسان إلى يوم القرار والخلود والثبات والدين. أما بعد, brothers and sisters, permit me to stand on existing protocol. Salamu min Allahi alaykum wa rahmatu minhu wa barakatuhu. I didn't hear a response. Today is the 23rd day of the month of Zulhijjah, one of the months of Hajj, 1444 Hijri. In brackets, it's the 13th day, I think, of the month of July 2023. My respected teacher and Imam Al-Fitih Sheikh Professor Abdullah Pakistan is looking at me as if to scare me away. Jazakumullah khairah. You see, my topic given to me is, as you have heard announced, is contract or contractual obligation from the Islamic perspective, especially in the contextualization of the university system. University is understood from universality, universitas. You go to the Latin word. And permit me to start with what I have read about Al-Qalam University. First, you call your university Al-Qalam. This is captivating. It's attractive. Because Al-Qalam is very powerful. Allah says, Noon wal-Qalam wa ma yasturun. Chapter 68, verse number 1. Allah swears by the Qalam because of its power, its agility, its capacity to document, to write, and prescribe. Similarly, Allah says, "Allama bil Qalam." Allama al-insana ma lam ya'lam. In chapter number 96, verse number 4. So I understand the beauty, the rationale for choosing this name to this August university. This is a university today, 18-year-old university. 18-year-old. You came to exam in 2005. So how can you compete with, so Ibadan. UI Ibadan, 75-year-old university today, 1948. How can you compete? And it's quite possible. I'm not asking out of pessimism, but out of optimism. How can you confidently compete with ABU, that giant 61-year-old university, 62 to date? What about things like BUK, University of Maiduguri, I'm 48 years university, 75 years. And I do believe in the light of what you have written, you can make it. You can be beyond that. I want to believe what Al-Fazl says, وَجَاءَ أَخِيرًا سَابِقًا مَنْ تَقَدَّمَ. You can do that depending on your agility, determination. So I have 11 points to tell you. They are very important if you want to achieve realization of your obligation. If you have this 11 points that I'm going to mention later. But now, sir, permit me to read what I have read. You wrote it yourself on your home page. You said, and I am quoting from the home page of AUK, Al-Qalam University, Kazan. You said, Al-Qalam University is the first Islamic university that is in Nigeria. I believe in that. I can't deny that. Because I was part of the struggle establishing the university. I was part of the struggle when it was being established. Now you say, and it is only not for profit.
This is very beautiful.
It's the only not for profit university in Nigeria. Now you go to the vision. You said, and I'm quoting. The vision of the university is to, here comes my main topic, is to impart meaningful and relevant knowledge.
Oh, this is very beautiful.
How can you achieve this without living up to the expectation of realizing your obligation, which is contractual? Here comes the crux of the matter. You go on further to say, with high moral standing,
and fear of Allah.
Subhanallah.
Fear of Allah is everything. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا إِن تَتَّقُ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ فُرْقَانًا.
You said it. You want to impart morality, fear of Allah. This is sine qua non in trying to achieve the achievable. Father, you said through the provision of up-to-date teaching and research facilities, thereby serving as a model. You want to be a model, role model.
And I believe you can do that.
But these are the words you are making, this commitment. You have to live up to this challenge, up to the expectation. You are younger. Forget about it. It's not about being younger, about determination, commitment, fear of Allah. And I believe you can have this thing achieved. You went on to say, Father, the university is on a mission, Al-Qalam. You have your vision, okay? A ruya vision, mission result. To haqqan yani al-ruya wal risal. Concerning your risala, you say, the university is on a mission to pursue academic excellence.
Oh, academic, yeah.
In an Islamic, comma, morally sound, comma, I'm quoting you, efficient and conducive learning environment.
Sir, do you have all this right now? I want to believe you have it.
Or you are in the process of realizing this. You see, it just drew my attention. I said, oh, that's what I'm saying. Because my lecture is going to center on how can you achieve this? It's if you fulfill your obligations. Because a tree does not make a forest. A hand does not clap. The house man says, yes, I did, but I didn't tell you. You have to work together. Your togetherness, the 10 point I'm going to tell you, will make you realize these contractual obligations. You also say it provides quality education and promotes research and community service. You see, they are saying any university or any tertiary institution is meant to serve tripartite work. First, teaching, good lecturing, ability to impart knowledge to the recipient. That is condition number one. Number two, academically compliant research work. What have you produced? What is the research? What are your methodologies? That's a lot about you. It talks a lot about you. And number three, service to the host community. So any university without providing these three things is not worth the name. I know there are gradings. So gentlemen, sisters, this thing I read from your homepage attracted me. It gives me hope. Something is going to come. The light after the tunnel. May Allah make it easy for all of us. Now the topic is, what is contract? What is contract and what is contractual obligation? Contract is any engagement between two or more people for something to be achieved. But that something must have the propensity or potential of being achieved. It has achievability. You can't tell me, please, Muhammad, go and remove Asoro from Abuja to Katsina. I cannot do that. This is not contract. It's a waste of time. So contract and contractual agreement has to be something feasible, practicable, possible, doable. In the absence of this, it is not child play. In Arabic, we call contract al-aqadu, aqad, or ta'aqud. Ta'aqada zaydun wa amrun fi tahqiqi amrin majhul. As an example. In the light of this, Quran chapter number 5, verse 1, Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu awfu bil uqud. Our scholars of exegesis have explained beautifully the meaning of this ayah is that any aqad, al-aqadu lil-bay', al-aqadu lil-zawaj, al-aqadu fil-mu'amalat al-insaniyya, kull al-uqud is contract. Allah says, O you who believe, fulfill your contractual obligations. Al-iltizamatul akadiyya is the Arabic version of this English word, contract obligation. Al-aqad, contract. So, whatever that is done between two persons, either positively or negatively, that is contract. Positively, we want Al-Qalam University to be fenced at the cost of so naira. That is contract, positively. We don't want to see any man infiltrating into the female hostel. That is negatively. Don't allow it. It's contract. For example, we want Al-Qalam University to have their student excelling in every field. And you are responsible. That is contract. Now the problem comes at your head. How can you achieve it? It is through the services of HR department, human resources department. They are responsible for what we call CLM, contract life cycle management. Because the contract has life cycle. The contract mudda zamaniya ha tantahi imma ijaban wa imma salban. So that is very important. So that is contract as far as it is concerned. Now, let me tell you something. Al-Imam Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, Imam al-Fassiri, in translating this ayah, when he says, Awfu bil-uhud, he says, Awfu bil-uhudi allati ahadtumuha rabbakum. If you have been employed in Al-Qalam University to teach, from the academic side, or non-academic, there is obligation. You have to fulfill all the contractual agreements. Come to work on time. Don't leave until on time. Teach correctly, intellectually, with decorum, with professionalism. Otherwise, every single kobiyate is haram. Iwallah, haram. لا تأكلوا أموالكم بينكم بالباطل إلا أن تكون تجارة عن تراض منكم ولا تقتلوا أنفسكم إن الله كان بكم رحيما. Quran chapter 4 verse number 29. So this is the beginning. أوفوا بالعهود التي أعهدتموها ربكم والعقود التي عقدتموها إياه وأوجبتم بها على أنفسكم حقوقا. This is what Ibn Jarir says briefly. Similarly, there are many Quranic verses talking about Al-Ahd. For example, Baqarah, Ayah 177. ليس البر أن تولوا وجوهكم قبل المشرق والمغرب ولكن البر من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر والملائكة والكتاب والنبيين وآت المال على حب ذوي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل والصائم والصائم الرقاب ليس وأقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة والموفون بأهدهم. هنا الشاهد. Fulfilling the promises, The ayah talks about aqd huna. That is Baqarah 177.
Similarly, in Quran chapter number 23, verse number 8, Surah Al-Mu'minun.
قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ.
Number one, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا عَلَى أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ فَمَنِ اتَّقَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ.
Then listen. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَأَهْلِهِمْ رَاعُونَ. هنا الشافعي. They are those who fulfill their amanat. It is amana on you, an employee in AUK. What are you doing? Come on. وَأَهْلِهِمْ, their contract. Similarly, in Quran chapter number 68, verse number 32, he says, لِأَمَانَةِ مَعَدِمْ رَعُونَ. Similarly, Surah Al-Ma'arij. So these are the Quranic verses, ayat, talking about the importance of realizing contractual obligations, iltizamat, al-aqdiyah, بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الْمُوَظِّي. أَنْتَ الْمُوَظَّبُ وَهُوَ الْمُوَظِّي. So contract is between التوظيف بين المُوَظِّف المُوَظَّب. The employee and the employer and the employment. There are three components. The employment itself, the party contracting you and you being contracted to do something doable. You have to be very careful. It is amana on your cycle. Amana. لا تخونوا الله والرسول وتخونوا أماناتكم وأنتم تعلمون. الأنفال verse number 27. Similarly, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in Sahih al-Bukhari, آية المنافق الثلاثة إذا حدث كذب وإذا وعد أخلف وإذا أتمن خان. You see, two things. إذا وعد أنت لقد وعدت. You promise to work diligently, competently, professionally. Any lili you have it here. And you fail. And you are chopping. Now chop, make a chop system. Okay, you did chop money. You know they do the war. It's haram with the chopper. Believe you me. You have to be very careful. Look, if I know I cannot do, I will not apply. I will not. To be on the safe side. But by the time you apply and you've been given an opportunity to work, you have to diligently, competently. It is a manner around your neck. Similarly, in the hadith of Al-Imam Al-Tirmidhi, hadith 2305, and the hadith has been declared Hassan of Al-Tirmidhi, the Prophet says, اتق المحارم تكون أعبد الناس. Number one. وارض بما قسم الله لك تكون أغنى الناس. Number two. وأحسن إلى جارك تكون مؤمنا. Number three. وأحب للناس ما تحب لنفسك تكون مسلما. Number four. ولا تكثر الضحك فإن كثرة الضحك تميت القلب. أين الشاهد؟ الشاهد, you leave everything forbidden. Generally, it has a kind of a generic meaning. Coming to office is haram. Coming to office late. Leaving early. Undermarking or overmarking student because his father has given you brown envelope. What are you doing? Your attention is to the female students. You are nonsensical. In that case, you have to maintain your honor, your position. Otherwise, you risk your reputation. There is reputational risk in teaching service. It's a fitna. We're Islamic University, alhamdulillah. But as shaitan, who is shaitan? As shaitan, devil is the devil. So these are very important, talking about how can you, now concerning University, what is university system? University system is called the ivory tower system. Some say, no, we don't call university ivory tower, but it's a nomenclature anyway. Nomenclatural rendition. That doesn't matter. Al-ibratu bil ma'ala bil mabani, habibi. Okay. Some say, don't call university ivory tower. Some say, no, call it, because ivory tower means a secluded area for competitive mental ability to produce what is good. In an area away from the normal things of human life. And that is correct. From this angle, you can conveniently call university ivory tower. I concur. University is the citadel of learning, where brains have been given, where teachings have been carried out. You produce holders of degree, Bachelor of Art, Master's, PhD, and the highest rank, the professorial gap. But you see, these things cannot be anything important if you lack what is important. Because each and every man is built of two parts. There is physical and spiritual part. Read Quran, Surah to Dawud, Surah to Sa'd, Surah number 38. Allah says what there? No, Surah 37. Allah says, إِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِنْ طِينٍ فَإِذَا صَوَّيْتُهُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِي فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ. The point, Ashay. Allah says, I'm going to create man from the dust. After being created from, I'm going to blow into him of my own spirit. So it tells you have two parts, physical and spiritual part. You are by spiritual component a man, not by physical component. Yeah, you can be physically attractive, but morally bad. You are no longer attractive. You can get a woman so beautiful, so attractive, crushingly beautiful, mesmerizingly attractive, but she was in the dark. She is ugly in that very, because spiritual. So what I am saying here in this connection is that you have to look at your own position as a human being. That spiritual serenity is what can help you maintain these things as important as they are. Now, university system is very important because it's the engine house. Where can I get professor of studies? Come to the university. History, come to the, not necessarily. But these are the expected places. So we expect Al-Qalam University to go by its name. Just young, I told you, just 18-year-old university, till I'm fine, we have formed it. How can you compete with UI as an example? Ibadan, seven-year-old university. It was in 1948. The oldest in Nigeria. I'm only repeating. لِأَنَّمَا تَكَرَّ تَكَرَّ ABU, 62. Islam University of Medina, 62. Your Islam University, how can you come to Medina University, for example? You can do that depending on the 11th point I'm going to tell you. And I know my time is not that so lengthy. So after hearing all these as introductory remarks on what is a contract and the component of contracts and the duty of university, three things: teaching, research, community, you serve. For example, Kazina is basically Islamic community. I don't want to even say Muslim. It's Islamically based community. But you know what? It pains me at heart. Up to today, we don't have privately owned universities belonging to the Muslim 100% in Nigeria. But only four. AUK, Crescent University of Prince Bolaji Ajibola, now late. Al Hikmah University in Ilorin, I lectured there. Similarly, written again. Fountain University, maybe of which group? And recently, Al Istiqama, maybe. Well, we keep on coming, coming, growing. By the time our people with money don't invest in education, wallahi, it's going to be a waste of time. Let me say something. Any government has to invest in education. I can remember last May when the governor here invited me, 29th of May, to give talk during his inauguration. I said there are 20-point agenda for good governance, and I mentioned, and I'm going to say it again before telling you the 11th point. For any government to be democratic, not kakistocratic, has to, number one, provide security for the citizens. Even this education is done in a secure environment. Am I communicating? Am I communicating? That is number one. Number two, there has to be good education. Aha. Here comes the point. Quality education. Quality education is not by speaking good English only, or ability to produce papers. Education, the concept is much deeper than usually envisaged. For you to be a good person with education, you have to God-fearing. Fear of Allah matters. If all the hair of your body is degree, is nonsense. If fear of Allah is absence. In the Gashin, you can get a degree in Ishimene, Oshorone, but about Allah. Okay? So that's very important. So it's very important in a university system if contractual agreements, obligations are not done. We are going to have a lot of trouble. So now quickly, let me tell you those 11 points that I have earmarked to explain for achieving success in what we are talking about. I call them points for fulfilling contractual agreement. 11. نقاط لتحقيق الالتزامات العقدية. لا بد من تحقيق هذه النقاط إذا كانت الالتزامات يرجى منها أن ترى ضوء الشمس كما يقولون. Number one, fear of Allah. لا إله إلا الله. By the time you have been employed in AUK here, do you fear Allah? Because before you, there are iltizamat, obligations. I will. In the paper given to you, maybe you're on probational testing for 6 months, depending on time to time. To me, if I were to employ you, I would put you on probation for 1 year. I will test you to determine your capability or otherwise. If you fail, I fire you out. Though there are excuses I can give you. So number one, condition number one, if you want to achieve this thing, is fear of Allah is number one. La budda min at-taqwa. Anybody employed in this August University, this ivory tower, or anywhere for that matter, if he doesn't have fear of Allah, he is dead on arrival. He's not fait accompli. He is dead on arrival, fait accompli. Because fear of Allah guides you. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu in tattaqu la yaj'al lakum furqan. That's law. Fear of Allah. That is very important. Oh, ye newly employed in AUK, fear Allah. University administration, fear Allah. Lecturers, fear Allah. Students, fear Allah. Billahi al-Azim, at-taqwa wal-makhraj. Aynam. You have the ayah. Inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum inna la alimun khabir. Surah 49, verse number 13. Ya ayyuha an-nas ittaqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida. Surah number 4, verse number 1. Fear Allah. Fear Allah. So important. عليك بتقوى الله في كل لحظة ولا تترك التقوى اتكالا على نسب فقد رفع الإسلام سلمان فارس وقد ورق الشرك الشريف أبا لهب. Fear Allah in every given moment. So my admonition, my summonization to those of you newly employed, contracted for you to achieve your obligation, put fear of Allah as number one. Billahi al-Azim. He says, fear of Allah uplift Bilal and Salman. They are not Arabs. But lack of fear of Allah puts down Abu Lahab and his Qurayshi. So that is number one. Fear of Allah. Allahumma ja'alna min al-muttaqeen. Number two. For you to achieve realization of your contractual obligation. Take it. Number two. You should be PKS. You get it? PKS. What does that mean? I'll explain. Perpetual knowledge seeker. Yeah. You have to seek for knowledge in perpetuity. Don't say, oh, I'm a doctor, I have PhD. And so what? Either PhD is pull him down. It's going to be your PhD, pull him down. It's no longer PhD. But doctor of philosophy of not, he remains PKS. Get it well. Perpetual knowledge seeker. So get it. Don't say I am not, you are not. Kun mutawadhi'an. Don't say with my qualification. No, your qualification is to be humble. Be humble. Go and learn. You have your senior in the university. Go and ask them. You have your professors. Sir, what is this? Don't say, I am. Who are you? You say, Indi. يَقُولُونَ هَذَا إِنَّنَا غَيْرُ جَيْرُ فَمَنَا أَنْتُمُ هَتَّى يَكُونَ لَكُمْ إِنْدُ. What is your Indu? So that is very important. You should be PKS if you want to achieve realization of contractual what? Obligation. That is my number two, point number two, quickly. Number three, humility and moral rectitude. Wallahi al-Azim, in any contractual engagement, be humble. You want to learn more from somebody more knowledgeable. Don't be arrogant. Don't be pompous. Don't be hydra-headed. Don't be satanically driven. Try to remain humble and learn even the more. Humility struck moral rectitude. Maintain morality. By being morally pushed, don't look for money unnecessarily. Don't take bribery. Don't. Wallahi, if you're just for money, you leave merit to the dog, you cannot achieve. Your contract will fall down, fall by the side. So you have to maintain morality. The girls, take them as your daughters. Yeah, younger sisters. You feel you have to uplift them to the high level of morality. Don't be morally at the tail end. Be a moral and a moralizing person. This is very important. This is my point number three. I am repeating, fear of Allah, perpetual knowledge seeking or seeker, and number three, humility, strong moral rectitude. Because فَإِنَّمَا الْأُمَمُ الْأَخْلَاقُ مَا بَقِيَتْ وَإِنَّهُمُ ذَهَبَ الْأَخْلَاقُ ذَهَبُ. What makes people a people is morality. Moral rectitude. By the time morality goes away, people have gone away totally. So maintain it. As an employee, as a worker, academic or non-academic, regardless, maintain morality and decorum and scrupulousness. That is important. Number four, good intention. If your intention is to serve the university well, and Allah knows that, Al-amalu bin-niyyah, Allah will help you. But if your intention is just to make money, oh, because they pay better, hey, you can pay fabulously. That is your intention, you fail. I'm not saying don't get money, get your money, but allow good intention to be a guiding principle. Hey, wallah, have good intention. Try to leave landmark here. By the time you have left, you have retired. People will say, oh, when he was here, he did X, Y, Z excellently. It's better than he collected money. He chop, 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 chop. Your name is going in the mouth. Maintain your honor. Mutinchi wallahi abugudi, let me tell you. So that is very important for you to achieve the realization of this contract. Number three, you have to have good intention. Intention. Okay? Dararun yuzadu. Wa adatun qad uhkimat. وَكَذَا الْمَشَقَّةَ تَجْلِبُ التَّيْسِيرَ وَالشَّقُّ لَا تُرْفَعْ بِهِ مُتَيَقِّنًا وَأَحْسِنِ النِّيَّةَ إِنْ قَصَدْتَ أُمُورًا. هنا الشاهد. Purify your intent. I am here to lecture, to be employed, to write my thesis, my dissertation, to face during my Viva presentation. Get your paper. It's okay. The sky can be your limit, but what is the intent? To be called engineer? Architect? Professor? Okay, they have said, and so what? So what? One girl was complaining. She said, لَقَدْ كُنْتُ أَرْجُوْ أَنْ يُقَالَ طَبِيبَةٌ لَقَدْ قِيلَ مَاذَا نَالَ لِي مِنْ مَقَالِهَا. It's not girl. She said, I will not get married until I am called doctor. She refused marriage at the age of 40, 45. All young people went out and said, hey, Mujima Oruguzuma, we're going to marry her. Now she went to the hospital, she began to cry. She said, oh, I was hoping to be called doctor this. Now I have been called. Then what's the value now? So the intent is very important. Bilahil Azim, if you come here with a good intention to serve the university, number one, for Allah to be pleased with you, you have achieved it. This one is very important. Nuqtatun sakhinatun tabqa fi adhanina wa uqulina. Number five. Number five, determination to live up to expectation. By the time you come here, are you determined to work? Are you? Or are you of lackadaisical behavior? You see, if you want to achieve something, there's what I call the quintuplet alternative for achieving success. Get it well. هناك مواقف خماسية لتحقيق الأغراض النبيلة. Number one, تحقيق الهدف. Number two, المبادرة. Number three, المتابعة إلى الغاية. Number four, إتقان الأمل. Number five, إخلاص النية. Translation. If you want to achieve, there are three very important facts. Number one, discover a course of action. This is running time. Oh, I want to go on rice farming. You have discovered something? Yeah. Discovering is not enough. Do something. Initiate. Mubadara. That is number two. Initiate. After initiating, there is what I call, in my own English, initiative. Because if you need, you have to finish. That's my English. Don't take it, it's my English. Initiate, then you have to finish it. You have to finish it anyway. You can't get it any time. You can't get it. So discover something, initiate, then sustainability. Keep the ball rolling. And number four, professionalism. Itqanul amal. As you teach, document. I want to come to the class and teach biology, chemistry, something like hadith. I have to be grounded. I cannot come talking helter-skelter like this. You'll be laughing stock. You claim to be educated, just half-back, carrying degree, for nothing. Book for nothing. No. I cannot be like this one. Discover something, make initiative, sustainability, professionalism, purity of intention. مواقف خماسية لتحقيق الأغراض النبيلة. So I am saying, you have to have the determination. You don't wait for VC to press you, or you know the faculty. No, forget all that pressing. Allow Allah to press you first. If Allah accepts you, people are going to agree with you. Dolly, nilly willy. So you have to have the determination. Determination makes you break all grounds. And don't feel there is something impossible. No. Nothing is impossible. As a Muslim, you say, inshallah, Allah achieve. The sky is your limit. So determination is very important. Number five, in achieving realization of the contractual what? Responsibilities. Number six, good working relations between stakeholders. Very important. Very important. Good working relationship between stakeholders. Because, look, there is the employer here, the university, I believe. There are the employees. So what is the paradigm, if you like? The basis of good working relationship. If you are at loggerhead, you cannot achieve it. You have to cultivate the attitude of mutuality in working together. United, we stand. They say divided, we fall. So I want to believe, if you want to achieve this, there should be a work relationship. You report to your master, the master report to you. There has to be togetherness. It's very important. وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى Quran chapter verse number 2. So you cannot afford to be in an isolation. You cannot be isolationist. That is my point number 6. Good working relations between stakeholders. Because putting the university forward is my intention. VC2 presentation. All the working stuff is like this. Because the higher the university becomes, the higher you are. The lower it becomes, the lower you are. So I cannot drag my name in a pit. I'll do everything possible until I retire. So that is very important if you want to achieve these contractual obligations. إذا أردتم أن تحققوا هذه الأغراض النبيلة الأقدية لابد أن تكون هذه النقطة نصب عليكم. Point number 7. Point number 7. Conducive environment to achieve success. Oh, that is not your responsibility. But who makes an environment conducive? Who? The VC? The staff? The students? The government? This university is the news of the Ummah. I am part of the Ummah. Nobody owns it, I believe. You said it in your book. And I told you when it was being opened, I was part of the struggle for the university here. I can recall. So, it is my own, your own, our own. There is a collective claim, if you like it, to the ownership. Yeah. So it is our responsibility to make the environment what? Conducive. Okay, the word conducive in English is what? Is it a noun? Those who study English, I'm asking. Conducive. Those of you, I'm asking you. Is conducive now? Is it a verb? Is it an adjective? Adjective? Preposition? Who can tell me? Raise your hand. Yes, sir. Adjective. Adjective, is it of quality or of quantity or demonstrative? No, sir. I disagree politely. Conducive is adjective of what? Quality. Yes, madam. I take it. Take it from sister, not from brother. But knowledge is knowledge anyway. So conducive is a qualifying adjective. What is the noun from conducive? Conduciveness? Yeah, take it. It is English. So conducive environment, you see the environment is being qualified. Then how conducive is AUK environment? What makes it conducive?
Oh, serenity. Well-ventilated libraries.
Up-to-date research materials. You can compete with Oxford University in England, Harvard in America, Massachusetts, Yale University. I was in Yale University in Newton in America. Can you compete? Sorbonne in France. Yeah, we can. What's the trouble? Mezua Samania in Yataka Little Brady, Yaragi Hanyai, Mishichi Mustard, you can make it briefly. Please don't be pessimistic. Be optimistic. Be of the belief you can do it. So I am saying conducive environment is very important. That is security or very conducive. Power supply. Do you have constant power supply? Electricity? How? Allahu Akbar. You see, I was in Makkah just last week. So my family that went, she saw electricity, not to say, oh, Namu Koma Yila, like Yota. They said, me, you can it. It's not that Dr. Yota, you see, but don't do it. She said, like him, Nigeria. She said, no light. For any environment to be conducive, there should be unepileptic power supply. Unepileptic. But the trouble, how? The student is making some research, light went off. For the trouble. Everything goes away. Oh Allah, come to the salvation of Nigeria, Rabbil Alameen. So I am saying, this is point number 7, conducive environment to achieve success. Part of being conducive, you should have good friends. You share ideas together with them. Your teacher has sympathy for you. I was in the University of Milwaukee in America some years. One of my students was doing PhD there in Milwaukee, in Wisconsin. He told me, sir, yes, chef, you're telling me, this is the office that I share with my supervisor. I said, what? He said, yes, sir. We share office with my supervisor. Because according to them, for a student to fail, the professor is failing. So to avoid that embarrassment, he takes the student into his office, table by table. Say, please tell me, what is your concern? Please take money. What my... I said, Allahu Akbar, Galinda Dina Nisa. That makes it conducive. But today, why is it that the student is hacked? Hey, go away. I am canceling page number 1, 2, chapter 1, condemned. This is injustice. Yeah, you have to critically, nilly willy, nitty gritty, page by page. You have to pay for it. It's not that you have to solve it. But don't be vindictive. Don't be vindictive. Now, this is very important. Conducive environment for learning makes definitely an important case for achieving what we are talking about in this particular case. Number 8, merit-based choice. Get it? I call it merit-based choice, MBC. Merit-based choice. No to nepotism. Nepotistic tilting to somebody is forbidden by Allah. No nepotism. What do I mean by merit based? You see, we are after meritocracy and not mediocracy. What I mean by this, if you want to employ somebody and he has the employability, he's employable, courtesy of his own qualities that they are seeking for themselves. Don't say he is my younger brother. He's my next of kin. That is nepotism. It's based on merit. Lawul istihqaqiyya. That's what I mean by merit-based choice. He deserves to be ICD department, microbiology, ulum al-hadith, al-Quran al-Karim. Who is yastahiq? Not just you give him just to get money. That is haram.
You can never ever achieve fulfillment of your contractual engagement. So please, merit is very important. Merit. Don't allow it to go away. What has been killing Nigeria is mediocrity. Part of it, corruption, nepotism, the one I have known at the high places, that is very bad. That is, gentlemen and sisters, number 8. Number 7, continuity. Continuity or sustainability. By this I mean, if somebody that worked in this office has been retired, you the one coming newly, put on place of what he left. Carry on. Don't say you just destroyed everything he did. No, just make more continuity. Some politicians are like this. When the former governor went away, the new one came, he demolishes everything done by the predecessor. This is bad. It's a negative attitude. What they did well, put on top of it. What front, but try every region, just destroy it. This is a mark of animality. It's retrogressiveness. It's very bad. Look, I'm not a politician, I'm telling the truth. You know what I mean? Yeah. Okay, so that's very important. Continuity is very important. And number 8, follow up. Yeah. If you award a contract, for example, the university, Mr. Vice Chancellor, the staffs, deputy vice, academic, whatever, follow up. Keep watchful eyes. Keep your eyes. Because Allah will ask you, it's part of your contract. If I have awarded contract for laboratory to build for AUK, money was brought out, make sure nitty-gritty it is done. Don't compromise quality. Has to be qualitative. Should be well done. Otherwise, you know how people are today. Believe me, as I was coming to this city to give this lecture, my brother showed me and I said, Chef, look at that very house. It belongs to a military officer working outside Nigeria. He has just been sending money without his own supervision. The building has collapsed down. Collapsed, and the money taken away. Such is our behavior. Astaghfirullah. So I am saying you have to follow up. If you give a job, VC assigned you to go and look at it. Has it been done? Otherwise, you would bring some to Allah. Allah will ask you. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu awfu bil uqood. Number 8, commendation for a job well done. Any officer that has done something worthy of commendation, commend him. You see, al insanu bi tab'ihi yawaddu an yumdah. If brother A doesn't commend him, from the office of the VC, deputy VC, we have commend you an award of excellence. It's not bad now. It's not bribery. It's a means of encouraging other people. Okay, it's very important. You see, man by nature wants al-ihsan. Ahsin ila nasi tasta'abil qulubahum labala ma malaka al-insana ihsanu. Al-ihsan, al-insanu abdul ihsan. So appreciation. Your wife has cooked delicious dish for you. Tell her, madam, this is the best of dishes I have ever eaten. Even though you are lying, you know you are lying, but it's a white lie. Somebody said a white lie. We're going to get it. Do something very important, okay? So commend somebody worthy of what? Commendation. Because by the time people are doing things good, you don't commend them, it becomes redundant. Redundancy sets in. So you have to go by the human nature. It's very important. You have to be psychologically alert, socially balanced, sociologically up to date. These things are very important and achieving what should be achieved. Number 9, appropriate disciplinary action as a deterrent. Yeah. When somebody asks, you know, error,
In English, they say to err is human, but to forgive is divine. They say in English, to err is human, but to forgive is divine. It's not always you have to forgive. Yeah. There are things not forgivable. So by the time somebody, as a worker, he has been taking the university, he has made a mistake, deliberately take action against you. Wallahi al-Azim, lack of taking action against those who committing sin in Nigeria has been part of the battle of our trouble we are in Nigeria today. The Arabs are saying, Man amina al-uqubata asa al-adab. As true, if I know I can do something nonsensical and go scot free, I will do it again. But by the time somebody who kills is killed, he will not do it again. The Quran says, Walakum fil qisasi hayat. That is al-qatlu anfalil qatl previously. But Quran gives a better word. Walakum fil hayat. Walakum tattaqun. Al-Baqarah 178. So when somebody does bad things and nobody tackles him, what happens? He has the chances of repeating the same mistakes next time. So I am of the opinion a committee of discipline should be in place. I believe you have it as a university, definitely. Oh yeah. If somebody acts badly, due process should be enacted. Give him warning. Give him ultimatum. Give him query. Due processes. If he proves intransigent, if he proves hydra-headed, stone-headed, stiff-necked, take action against him. To serve as a deterrent for the would-be potential president. But by the time Zaidu commits nonsensicality, you don't waste because he's your friend, then you are inviting things to him. Our pious predecessors never behaved like this. If you do, it will be done. من يعمل سوء يجزم. Period. But there are rooms for excuses. والعذر عند كرام الناس مقبول. But I am saying, don't allow for something bad being done, being perpetuated, and you are silent. No. That is why, believe me, let me say this clearly. لأن في الصراحة راء. It pains me. The former CBN governor did everything bad and you keep him there in the place? As an example. What kind of leadership is this? Your contract has failed in this first case. This man proved to be wrong. A lot of harm done to our economy and you keep him in the place. You gave him national honor. And I would ask you, believe you me, it pains our heart, really. We never expected things to happen, believe you me. We campaign for those people. But look at it, at the end of it. Wallahi, yani, al-amr yubki al-uyuna daman. Wallahi, laqad ahzanani jiddan. And now, so, this is one out of many instances. Leadership is a sacred amana. Allah will ask you. Allah says in Quran chapter number 22, verse number 41, الَّذِينَ إِمَّكَّنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهُوا عَنِ الْمُنكَرِ. وَاللَّهِ أَقِبَةُ الْأُمُورِ. That the command thing not to be done, but to be stopped. It's your duty. Even if people appreciate you, you are going to stand and answer before Allah. Yeah. The same thing applies in the university. University as a micro environment is macro by its content, but what it teaches is very important. And ivory tower, as I said earlier. This is point number one. Are you with me? Point number one. Number nine. I'm going to number 10. Number 10, consultation. For you to achieve, you have to be consultative. وَأَمْرُهُمْ شُورَى بَيْنَهُمْ وَشَاوِرُهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ So don't become self-opinionated. You know this word? Don't become self-opinionated, arrogating to yourself the power of knowing everything. You're not Mr. Know-All. Nobody can claim monopoly of knowledge. Nobody. Consult. We should consult. In your wife, consult your wife. In your house. I can consult my son. What is your view? Prophet Dawood and Suleiman. وَدَاوُدُ وَسُلَيْمَانَ إِذْ يَحْكُمَانِ فِي الْحَرْثِ إِذْ نَفَشَتْ فِيهِ غَنْمُ وَكُنَّا لِيُوْجَتْ What Allah says, فَفَهَمْنَهَا سُلَيْمَانَ وَكُلَّنْ آتِنَا حُكْمًا عِلْمًا Imagine, in chapter number 21, Suleiman and Dawood were given jurisprudential judgment on a case of farmland. But Suleiman knew the judgment, not the father. That is Hikmat Rabbil Alameen. So be consultative in everything you do. Don't say, I am the Oga. I do as I wish. I can hire and fire. No. Consultation is very important if you want to achieve your contractual obligation in whatever you do. And number 11, finally. Fervent. F-E-R-V-E-N-T, fervent, is an adjective qualifying. Fervent prayers to Allah for success. You have to be prayerful. Everything you say, pray to Allah. Allah promises if you ask, He will give you the answer. In Quran chapter number 40, Surah Al-Ghafir, ayah number 60. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَخِرِينَ Ask me, and I will grant your request. Everything we have said, pray to Allah. Ya Rabbi Surni, لِتَحْقِيقِ الْإِلْتِزَامَاتِ الْأَقْدِيَ الْجَامِئِيَّةِ إِنْشِي Ya Rabbi, اجعلني مُحَافِظًا أَلَّا أَكُونَ خَائِنًا أَنْ أَكُونَ صَادِقًا يا رب تقبل مني هذا الأمل وأراه في صفحات أعمال يوم القيامة. Something like this. With this, I think Mr. Jamal of the occasion, respected guests, our ladies, mothers, the workers, I think I have to draw the curtain here. This is the little I have for you. I ask Allah the Almighty to put this Jamia on the high side. Higher you will go. Never down. Inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.